As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hoopball podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball@hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball@hoop-ball.com.
The following is a Hoopball presentation.
Hoopballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. Yes, we are back at it again. It is Tuesday, August 4th, 2020. And you know what that means? We got another jam-packed slate of games. NHL, MLB, NBA restart in the bubble. We got it all going on. We got a fun show for you today. We got two of my favorite people in the world. We got Devin Ellington and Ramblin' Russ. Before we get in and say hello to them, this podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.com. They got the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. They redesigned the electric trimmer and just released a new and improved lawnmower 3.0. I love mine, and so should you. And you can shave in the shower. You can groom in the shower because of their water-resistant technology. I mean, where else are we going to do it? You don't want to make a mess all over the bathroom floor, right? Go to manscaped.com, type in the promo code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com to get 20% off and free shipping. Once again, HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com, get 20% off and free shipping. Devin, how are you, buddy?
Doing well, Ira. I'm glad to be a part of this triumvirate here. We're going to talk some good sports, jam-packed, like you said, and pick some numbers. I like it.
Yep. Ramblin' Russ is with us as well. Ramblin', how's it going this morning? You ready for a fun episode?
I sure am. It's good to be back.
All right. Cool, guys. Well, we'll jump into a little hockey. Russ, I know you're going to just kind of listen into these. You like following my hockey picks, and you're more of my baseball, basketball guy. So let's just jump right in real quick with the NHL. We got early game on the board here. Starts in about 35 minutes from now. We got the Florida, my Florida Panthers, my new home state,
Florida Panthers against the New York Islanders. Islanders are laying minus 120 against the Panthers at even money. Now, before I ask you what you think, Devin, you know, I watched this game in full last time. I watched it puck drop to horn at the buzzer. And I got to tell you here, I had the Islanders in game one. They did not finish that game properly. Hated it, sloppy. I'm going to go ahead and back the Florida Panthers today at even money. I've already locked it in. It is my first play on the board for today. Over under is 5, shaded to the over at minus 115. Devin, any thoughts here on this game for you?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. The Panthers, I think, like you said, is the way to go. The way they finished that game, you know, they finished with that strong surge, and I think their coaching staff, the way they play defense and the way from line to line you get effort from them, you're probably going to see them carry it over, and I think you're going to probably see a real nice close game here. But that even money is definitely where the value is on this. And like you said, slight shade to the over. The Islanders, with Barzal in the middle of everything, can go ahead and wreak some havoc. So I think this will be a fun cardiac game to get us going in the early hours of the morning.
Yeah, we do need a jump start after yesterday's disastrous day. Absolutely. But the only saving grace for us last night, Devin, is, I mean, at least for me, I was big on the White Sox last night, and I was big on the Edmonton Oilers. That was my play of the day. So from a record standpoint, not such a great day for me. But from a unit standpoint, I salvaged the day with those late night picks. Second game on the board here for the NHL. We got the Arizona Coyotes taking on the Nashville Predators. Predators minus 135. Coyotes plus 115, over under 5, shaded to the over at minus 130. Plus 110 to the under. A little plus money to the under here. Now, Devin, you know, I was all over the Coyotes in game one. My brain is telling me to take the Predators here today at minus 135. I cannot do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stick to my guns with the West Coast here, and I'm going to go with the Arizona Coyotes plus 115 on the money line. Darcy Kemper in goal looked phenomenal in game one, and I'm going to roll it back with them again.
Yeah, this is just an equivalent of the San Antonio Spurs for the NHL for me. I mean, this team started off pretty phenomenally. They collapsed a little bit late in the third, you know, second and third periods. But I think what you saw, you know, we talked about Phil Kessel being important to him. Darcy Kemper, obviously. I mean.
And they got Ekman-Larsson. Ekman-Larsson is amazing. Love that guy.
Yeah. And then that young kid.
Taylor Hall.
Thank you. Taylor Hall. Yeah, right there in the thick of it.
Phenomenal player. Great acquisition by the Coyotes. So yeah, I'm gonna definitely lock that in right now. Plus 115 for the Coyotes. Third game up on the board here is an interesting one. It's Columbus Blue Jackets taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs. A little low scoring affair, if I'm not mistaken, in game one. Toronto is a minus 145 favorite today, and the Columbus Blue Jackets are plus 125. In game one, I believe they were 140 or 135, but a low-scoring affair in the restart here for the Jackets and the Leafs, which I wasn't expecting. So a lot of unders been hitting in the NHL restart so far, and I think as the teams get more legs and conditioning underneath them, the more goals are going to be scored. I'm going to look to play the over today in this one. I know I've been on the over. I know I've been wrong with the over leans, but I'm going to go over 5.5 here. Minus 105 in the Columbus Blue Jackets Toronto Maple Leafs game. What about you, Devin?
Well, I mean, we've seen both these teams have sufficient firepower, especially the Maple Leafs. You know, Columbus, they play that solid, gritty defense, but they turn a lot of those plays in the middle zones into offensive plays for them, and they can capitalize. So, you know, both goaltenders, I think they kind of overperformed in game one. So I think what you're going to see, like you said, those sea legs are less wobbly. The rust is falling off. So we're going to start to see more pucks hit the back of the net probably the next couple days in the NHL bubble sites.
Absolutely. Next game on the board, we got the Calgary Flames taking on the Winnipeg Jets. Jets plus 125 on the money line. And the Calgary Flames are minus 145 favorite here. over under 5.5, shaded to the under of -130. I mean, Devin, you know, yesterday, we listened to the podcast yesterday. I ended up passing on the game, but I did say I leaned towards the Jets, even without Shifley and Laney. Didn't count it, obviously, towards the record. Didn't post it. Didn't play it. But, you know, Hollenbuck's been playing, played pretty well. He's going to be in net tonight again for the Jets. And I believe the Flames are going to be rolling out Cam Talbot. I could be mistaken here, but that's the projected lineup here. I don't know, man. I think that at plus money, you got to just keep rolling here with the Jets. Had them in game one, not a winner. My heart told me to bet them, didn't bet them. In game two, they won. And here at plus money again, I think Hollenbuck and company got to carry them. You know, maybe a little, even with Shifley and Laney possibly out for this game, a little superstar, the, you know, out means the team brings up their level of game. So I think maybe we got to back the Winnipeg Jets here again at plus money. What do you think?
You know, I'll probably let this one fall on your shoulders. You, like you said, you like them without Shifley and Laney. I was a little scared of it last night, but heck, they pulled through. I'm just for some reason a sucker for, you know, Tkachuk and Gorgiano and the rest of these wings and mid guys for Calgary. For some reason, it may be because I have a franchise with them in NHL 20, but, you know, that, hey, I like them. I think I really just want to see a good hockey match right here, and I think we'll get it. I think it'll be another close game. I can't get over that speed bump as easy as you can with, you know, Shifley being out. So, but hey, you were successful with your NHL picks. So, who knows?
Oh yeah. So far, NHL has been kind to me, even with a bad day yesterday. I gave out the Lightning, the Vegas Knights, the Oilers. My only loser, I believe, was the Canadiens. So, NHL has been okay so far for me. And, you know, it is my favorite sport, so I think I know a little bit, but I'm not obviously the best NHL handicapper, but I love the sport, so I watch it. I mean, I spent all morning when I woke up before we jumped here watching highlights and replays on YouTube, game recaps and whatnot. So, yeah, I'm gonna possibly look at the Jets here. And we got another game on the board, which is interesting. We got two more to talk about the NHL. You got the Hurricanes again against the lowly Rangers. And, I mean, listen, if the Rangers can't win today, then you can just throw them out of the league. I mean, these guys, I mean, this Lundqvist guy, he looked terrible yesterday after looking decent in game one. I think you got to back the Rangers again. I think you just got to go back to the well and, you know, keep burning money with the Rangers here at plus 125. Any thoughts here?
Yeah, when your back's against the wall, people tend to do some crazy things, like win a hockey game after they look terrible the first two. I think what we're seeing is Father Time catching up with Lundqvist, so maybe the Rangers throw a different guy in goal. I think their second goalie was a little unhealthy, if we remember right. I think we talked about that.
Well, he's their best goalie, Shesterkin, but he was unfit to play in game one and two. Not sure if he's going to make the game today. But if I were the New York Rangers and Shesterkin was not available to start in net tonight, I would roll out not with Henrik Lundqvist. I would roll out with Grigorov, and that's their other goalie. He's pretty good. So I'd roll with him and just let Lundqvist kind of sail into the wind, if you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah, I think that's the way you got to go. He hasn't looked that great in the first two games at all.
Yeah. Last game on the board, we got the Minnesota Wild taking on the Vancouver Canucks. Minnesota, -115 favorite. Vancouver Canuck is the underdog, but at minus money, -105. Got Markstrom in net against Stalik for the Wild. Over under 5.5, plus money to the over, plus 115. Shaded to the under, -135, under 5.5. I got to go back with my boys here. Got to go back with my boys and the Minnesota Wild. Any thoughts here, Devin? I know this is a series that you're watching closely. I don't know why, but I like the Wild here in this situation again to go up 2-0.
The Minnesota is just one of those, you know, I like those defense-orientated teams, you know. And we talked about the goalie off air. I'm a huge fan for just real rock-solid goalies that don't give up a lot. that are also coupled with some real nice defensive men.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really, really good point, Evan. I like how Minnesota plays this great defense, and their goalie is fantastic.
Yeah, so with that being said, I like the backing of the Wild here. I think they can make some noise if they get out of this series, so we'll see how it rolls out for them.
Awesome, awesome. Well, let's jump into a little baseball. That wraps up the NHL slate. Make sure that you keep following us live on Twitter. I'm at Ira Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. And now we're bringing in Ramblin' Russ, who's at Russ Rambling on Twitter. Russ, we got the baseball slate going right now, and we're going to talk about some games. First game up on the board is the Pittsburgh Pirates against the Minnesota Twins. Twins rolling out Berríos, and the Pirates rolling out Musgrove. The Minnesota Twins are -220 on the money line. Pirates +170, over under 8.5, shaded to the over at -115. Before I give my thoughts on this one, where are you at with it, Russ?
Well, I'm leaning towards the Minnesota Twinkies. They're hot right now.
What a surprise. You love the chalk.
I've been a chalk, you know, true. I am a chalk guy with baseball most of the time. Usually the better teams do win. Especially when you have good pitching and the team's playing good baseball. They have a winning streak. And typically when you get the breaks in baseball, they continue. But we're going to learn later in the broadcast about a team that may have turned the keys around, may have turned their season around after 1 week, after 10 games, because they got rid of – actually, the cancer left the club. We'll get into that later. But I do like the Twins today big.
Likes the Twins big at -220. What a surprise. Devin, any thoughts here on this game?
I'm still pissed at the over push last night on that Nelson Cruz near home run. So I'm going back to the over because these Minnesota bats can probably handle the over all by themselves. Pittsburgh, they actually had a good game pitched by Derek Holland, which hasn't happened since he's been with Pittsburgh. So fluke. Give me the over. I like the over.
Yeah.
And I agree with you on that over pick. Can I just add a thing for a second on the game from last night? Minnesota, had that ball gone over, they would have won by 2 runs, correct?
Correct.
Ah, okay. So it cost me 2 then.
Well, as you guys debate whether or not you should have won a run line bet, I'm not sure. But I'm going to go ahead and go opposite you fools, and I'm going to take a chance here with the Pirates at +170. I think that the Pirates can pull this one off, and I like the over in this game as well. Obviously, everyone does. It's shaded to the over at -115, over 8.5. Anyways, won't spend too much more time on this game. Let's jump into the next game, and we got my man, Biebs, on the mound for the Cleveland Indians against Male and the Reds. Reds come back last night, win the game 3-2, and now the Indians are a -170 favorite with Bieber on the mound. Over under 8, even money to the over. Under is shaded at -120. I like the Indians. I like the Indians. I like the Indians. But at -170 seems like a really, really big price. Maybe I would think about taking them on the run line at -1.5. Devin, I'm going to throw this one to you first. Any thoughts here on this game?
So, you know, my first is I like how this is set up to be like the new battle for Ohio, since Cincinnati's like a bit of a better team now. Bieber's striking out people at a ridiculous clip, just like the rest of the Red staff. I've talked about it multiple times. I'm just going to go right back to the under because Molly is a significantly improved pitcher from last year. He's not terrible either. Don't let his ERA fool you. But, you know, the odds actually just went down more in favor of the under. So it, you know, dropped.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Good nickel or so. Give me the under. And I actually like Cincinnati at the plus money. So why not?
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that one, guys. But if I'm going to play any side, it would probably be the Indians. They have Biebs on the mound. I mean, you got to back the Biebs, right? So that's kind of where I'm leaning in this game. And Russ, any thoughts on this one?
I agree with you. Momentum is the next day's starting pitcher, and in this case, Bieber is an elite pitcher in Major League Baseball right now. And so the Indians are definitely a small opinion there, a lean towards Cleveland, although I agree with Devin. Cincinnati is a home dog. They're playing good baseball. So it's a tough spot, but you look at that game similar to last night's Mets-Braves game, where I understand, there was action on the Braves, but the Mets had DeGrom gone, which has been their lone bright spot all year. Really, it is, and they finally got run support for him. So it's
You can't talk about the Mets game from last night, okay? Mike Soroka left the game, and he ruptured his Achilles, okay? The Mets won a fluke game, and I will continue to say this. They should have lost that game last night. I don't care. They got lucky with Soroka leaving the game, and once that happened, it took a lot of it deflated the Atlanta Braves. But we'll get into that a little later on in the show. Another interesting one to look at is maybe the first five innings, Cleveland minus a half, minus 120. That could be a play as well in this one. Next game on the board, we got the Boston Red Sox and Eovaldi rolling out there for the Red Sox against Charlie Morton and the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays are minus 140, Red Sox plus 120. I'm going with the Tampa Bay Rays here. I think they're going to get it together against this Boston Red Sox team. Minus 140, Tampa Bay Rays. Over, under, 8 shades of the under at minus 115. Devin, I'll start with you here. Any thoughts on this game?
Technology is not my friend today, Ira.
Apparently not.
Boston being plus money is kind of tempting, but then you look at Nathan Eovaldi being in there. Now, I bashed Eovaldi in the last Boston game we talked about. And he actually came out and did well. But that's just the thing with Nathan. You have no idea. Charlie Morton's got an 8.00 ERA right now, which is just weird. So look for him to get on track. This did open at 8.5, so we've already talked about losing that hook. I'm thinking under 8, and I like the Tampa Bay side. It's not too much juice, in my opinion, at minus 130, 135. So let's roll with that. They're at home. Boston, sure, they got Devers, they got, being in Tendi, but they also got Eovaldi pitching for him. So I'm going to go with the better pitcher, and hopefully he gets some run support. The bats of Tampa Bay need to wake up.
Absolutely. And, Russ, any thoughts on this one, or is this a pass game for you?
This is not a pass game. This is Boston all the way, baby. 6-1, Red Sox. 7-2, Red Sox. Yeah, the Red Sox get out of the shell coming off the Yankee series. They're ready to go. They competed hard against New York. They played very hard. They really did. If it wasn't for Aaron Judge, maybe they get one of those games. Aaron Judge is a beast right now. As far as the Red Sox go, don't sleep on this starting pitcher, Eovaldi. Do not sleep on them today. Tampa Bay's playing lousy right now. Devin, you mentioned they're hitting. I like Boston plus the 120.
Russ, if Boston loses by five runs or more, I may not ever let you back on this show. I'm just letting you know right now because I do not agree with this take at all. I'm big on the Rays today, minus 140. So you better hope and pray that Boston can keep this one competitive. New York Mets, your New York Mets, Mr. Russ, Mr. Ramblin' Russ, and Mats is on the mound, the lefty, against Corbin, the lefty for the Nationals. Mets are plus 130, Nationals minus $1.55, over under 9, shaded to the under at minus 120. We'll start with you, Russ. What do you like in this one?
Where do you think I'm heading?
Not the Nationals.
I love my New York Mets. Now that Cespedes is gone, he's out, he's sayonara. He was a distraction. You talk about distractions. You find out at the ballgame your star hitter, quote-unquote, big-time yo-yo, is out yo-yoing, packing up his bags overnight and taking a hike. Give me a break, folks. What a loser he is. One of the biggest losers to ever play for the New York Metropolitans is Yoenis Cespedes. He could go. Good riddance to him. The cancer has left the clubhouse. The Mets are back on track with Mets going today. It'll be a good game. I like the Mets. I think they're hitting, starting to hit a little bit. I like the Mets, and they don't have that distraction hanging over them anymore. So the Mets are my play plus today.
Plus 130 on the Mets for Ramblin' Russ. Is that your play of the day, Russ?
No, I'm saving my play of the day. It hasn't come up yet.
All right.
My lock of the day hasn't even come up yet.
All right, Devin, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. You have any opinion on this game?
Pass.
What'd you say? I think he said pass. Pretty sure Devin is rolling with the pass here. He's having a little trouble with his technology this beautiful Tuesday morning.
Yeah. It's a Monday for my computer. Yeah, pass, just because I want to see Patrick Corbin dominate. I love that pitcher. I've talked about it before. I like Steven Matz also, so I want to see a 2-1 game. I want to see some defense. I want to see some pitching being made, some tough pitches, some double plays, some, you know, high-pressure situations. That's what I'm looking for. I want to see some cool, awesome East Coast baseball.
All right, we don't have too much time left on the show. We got to get through this baseball slate and roll into basketball real quick. So I'm going to go alternate unless it is your play of the day. Please feel free to jump in. Toronto Blue Jays and the Atlanta Braves, Fried and Shoemaker on the mound. Braves minus $1.80, Blue Jays plus 150. I like the Blue Jays here in this situation, plus 150. I think it's a good price against the Atlanta Braves. Ramblin', Devin, any thoughts on this one? And that's a resounding no. On the next game, Miami Marlins against the Baltimore Orioles. Orioles rolling out Means the lefty against Lopez and the Miami Marlins. Marlins are plus 115, and they are back in baseball, back from their layoff, back from their corona situation, it looks like. And the Orioles are a favorite. I don't think I've seen that in a long time. Orioles at minus $1.35, over under 9, shaded to the under at minus 120. Any thoughts here on this game? I think Russ might have an opinion here. I think this might be his play of the day.
It's not. It's my total of the day.
Total of the day. Okay.
It's the over 9 runs, folks. The over 9 runs.
Over 9 runs from Ramblin' Russ. Even money, Marlins, Orioles. Next game on the board, we got the White Sox and Giolito on the mound against Woodruff and the Brewers. Got to go back to the well here for me. I'm going to play the White Sox again with Giolito on the mound, plus 115. Anybody have any thoughts on this one? And they don't. Next game on the board, we got the Kansas City Royals and Singer against Hendricks and the Cubs. Cubs minus $1.95. Huge favorite in this one. Over under 7.5, minus 115 to the over. I think I might be looking at the Royals bats here today at plus money. Plus 165 seems like an interesting price, even though Hendricks is capable. And the Cubs can definitely, you know, get the ball in play, make some baseballs happen across the plate. I think I'm going to have to roll with the Royals here, plus 165, and potentially look at the over in this one at 7.5.
My pick of the day is right here, folks, and you know who it is.
Oh, and what a surprise! A huge chalk. It's got to be the Cubs. It's got to be the Cubs.
Cubs minus 200, whatever it was, 220.
No, minus $1.95.
Hendricks on the money line, not on the run line, because they're home team. Hendricks on the money line. The Cubbies are hot right now. They're like the Yankees in the American League. The Yankees and Cubs are the two hottest teams in each league right now. Take it from someone who's been there. You take the hot team until they lose. Out of all the teams that I like today, I like the Cubbies the most to win the ball game. Chicago Cubs. And I'm 5-3 in my locks, documented 5-3 in locks in baseball, 2-0 in NBA. And we'll see how I do on that total play, Marlins Orioles today, over 9.
You've got to take Hendricks at home. That's just the way, you know, his home and road splits are completely drastic. Coming from a Cubs fan, I'm the one that can attest and eat crow as much as anyone else. He's at home. Expect him to pitch 8 innings of maybe 1-run ball.
I'm going to go ahead and take a shot with the Royals here at plus 165 for small money. Against your better wishes and your better judgment, I'm going to fade the public and go with the sharp side, Royals plus 165. We got the Giants against the Rockies. Gausman on the mound for the Giants. Marquez on the mound for the Rockies. Rockies minus $1.75. Giants plus 145. Again, another dog I like. I like the Giants here plus $1.45, $1.50. Over under 11.5. Shaded to the under at minus 120. Anybody have any opinion on this one? I see a lot.
Yeah, real quick, I just love your main Marquez. Just like we talked about Hendricks and his splits, Marquez is probably the best pitcher to pitch in Colorado. I don't understand how he does it, but his career ERA is so low at home. So I like the under 11.5. I tried to back the dogs of the Giants last night, and they came up a run short and pushed the total for me. So give me the under, and, hopefully it goes up to 12 because people think it's, you know, it's Colorado and la-di-da. So if I can get 12, I'm going under that too.
I'm going to go ahead and back the Giants here. Another dog I like, plus 145. Texas Rangers next up on the board against the Oakland Athletics. Lizardo on the mound against Lynn. The A's are minus 150. The Texas Rangers plus 130. Over under 7.5. I'd probably have to lean over the 7.5 here. No real opinion on either side, and I'm sure you guys don't either. If you do, please pipe in. But we'll move on to the next game, and the Dodgers rolling out Mr. May against Lamet and the Padres. Dodgers are another short road favorite here, minus $1.35. Padres are a plus 115. Dodgers really hurt a parlay last night. Would have made a lot of money for me. Would have went 5-for-5 instead. I'm here with Buptus. No real opinion here. Probably just back the Dodgers again, but their bats, they're just trying to swing for the fences, and they're not doing a whole lot. We got two more games on the board. Houston Astros against the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks rolling out Bumgarner against Javier for the Astros. Astros minus 135 favorites, over under 9.5. No real opinion on this one. And we're just going to roll on to the last game on the MLB slate and then roll right into basketball. We got about 8 minutes left on the show. Angels rolling out Heaney against Dunn and the Mariners. Mariners plus 165. Angels minus $1.95. Over under 9, minus 115 to the over. Kind of like the over here, but no real opinion. Let us roll on to the NBA. We got the Brooklyn Nets against the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks are a minus 18.5 point favorite. Over under 231. It's hard. This is a pass game. Such a big number for the Bucks. Bucks may not play their stars the whole game. Brooklyn Nets might cover this. Who knows? Next game on the board. We got the Dallas Mavericks against the Sacramento Kings. Dallas Mavericks minus 5.5 point favorite, over under 236.5. I like the Mavericks first half, minus 3.5. That is my play. I've already locked it in. And you can take that one to the bank. Phoenix Suns on the board against the Los Angeles Clippers. Clippers are a 9-point favorite, over under 230.5. I think I need to take a shot here with the dog in this one and take the Suns plus the 9. They can shoot. They can move. They can run. They can gun. I like the Suns here in this one. And that's really it for me. Devin, do you like anything on the total here?
You know, I'm actually kind of going to try to be a little ballsy and go over the 230, 230 and a half, just because, you know, you Phoenix, all they got to do is get a little bit hot and, you know, hit some of those
And Devin has lost it again, but he likes the over 230 and a half. Orlando Magic against the Indiana Pacers. Orlando is laying 1.5, over under 225. It's a very, very fishy line here for me today. I'm going to pass on this one too. Boston Celtics taking on the Miami Heat. What a game we have at 6:35 Eastern time. We have the Boston Celtics -3 against the Heat, who are +3, over under 220. And the Heat are on a back-to-back after losing a tough one yesterday. Devin, any thoughts on this one?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We can't get Devin on the board here. Ramblin', you got anything to say
Ramblin
on this one?
Ramblin' is on the Celtics today, believe it or not. He's on the Celtics, and he's on the under in that game. Boston and the under.
Ramblin' likes Boston and the under of 220. All right. And the last game up on the board, the slate, is going to be a fun one, gentlemen and ladies and all of the listeners out there. But before we jump into that game, I just want to let you know that we are back with mybookie.ag. Go ahead, sign up. They're fantastic. You bet, you win, and they pay, and I can attest to that. Those are the lines I'm using for the show. It is the book that I use to make my bets on. If you sign up now with the promo code HOOPBALL, that's HOOPBALL, you'll get a free $10 MLB future wager and a 100% match on your deposit, your first deposit when you sign up using the promo code HOOPBALL. Last game on the board to talk about. We'll spend a couple minutes on this one, and it's a fun one. We got the Houston Rockets laying 4 against the Portland Trailblazers, over under 244.5. What a huge number that is. I really think that this is going to be a barn burner of a game, and this total should be around 280. So I might take a little small little pizza parlay, throw in the over. These two teams can score at will. And Portland, I don't really love them at +4, but if the Rockets take a lead by 12, maybe late in the first quarter, early in the second quarter, it might be a good opportunity to live bet the Portland Trail Blazers at maybe +8, +9, +10, somewhere in that range. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. Make sure you follow Devin on Twitter. Make sure you follow Ramblin on Twitter for all up-to-date and live bets in-game and official place to start the games. And make sure you follow us at Hoop Ball Gaming. We are a Hoop Ball presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time. Devin, Ramblin, we'll see you next time. Let's go win some money, Hoop Ballers.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.